Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria welcomed some 3,000 migrants in two locations today. About 1,500 migrants crossed from Hungary into Austria on foot in the border town of Nikolsdorf, where they were met by police and Red Cross workers who ushered them onto buses headed to Vienna. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus on Friday. And earlier, Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said that his country cannot and will not close its borders but will redirect migrants to Hungary after more than 17,000 migrants crossed into Croatia in just 3 days. U.S. officials said Friday that Russia had deployed 4 Sukhoi attack aircraft to an airbase in Syria. A total of 8 Russian helicopters have also been spotted. Speaking in London, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Obama administration is pursuing discussions with Moscow to avoid any misunderstanding between the two governments about all of this.
Clearly, if you're going to have a political settlement, which we've always argued is the best and only way to resolve Syria, you need to have conversations with people, and you need to find the common ground.
At the Pentagon, meantime, officials said Defense Secretary Ashton Carter had what he called a constructive conversation about Syria on Friday with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Until now, U.S. defense officials have been wary of talks with Russia, saying Russia had failed to make its intentions in Syria clear. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. AU suspended Burkina Faso on Friday. This is VOA News.